Lucy Maud Montgomery.
The Promissory Note.
Narrated by Hiral Vasani.
Ernest Duncan swung himself off the platform of David White's store and walked whistling up the street. Life seemed good to Ernest just then. Mr. White had given him a rise in salary that day and had told him that he was satisfied with him. Mr. White was not easy to please in the matter of clerks, and it had been with fear and trembling that Ernest had gone into his store 6 months before. He had thought himself fortunate to secure such a chance. His father had died the preceding year, leaving nothing in the way of worldly goods except the house he had lived in. For several years before his death, he had been unable to do much work, and his finances of their little family had dwindled steadily. After his father's death, Ernest, who had been going to school and expecting to go to college, found that he must go to work at once instead to support himself and his mother. If George Duncan had not left much of worldly wealth behind him, he at least bequeathed to his son the interest of a fine, upright character and a reputation for honesty and integrity. No one knew this better than David White, and it was on this account that he took Ernest as his clerk, over the heads of several other applicants who seemed to have stronger pull. "I don't know anything about you, Ernest," he said bluntly. "You're only 16, and you may not have an ounce of real grit or worth in you. But it will be a queer thing if your father's son hasn't. I knew him all his life. A better man never lived, nor, before his accident, a smarter one. I'll give his son a chance anyhow. If you take after your dad, you'll get on all right." Ernest had not been in the store very long before Mr. White concluded, with a gratified chuckle, that he did take after his father. He was hard-working, conscientious, and obliging. Customers of all sorts, from the rough fishermen who came up from the harbour to the old Irish women.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?